Hurricane Ida, a dangerous Category 3 storm, made landfall in the Gulf Coast state of Louisiana on Sunday. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Ida came ashore as a Category 4, packing winds of up to 240 kilometers per hour. Speaking on U.S. television on Sunday, President Biden warned, "The devastation is likely to be immense. We shouldn't kid ourselves." He urged Americans in the path of the storm to take precautions. He said, "Take it very seriously." The president said he's already signed an emergency declaration for the states of Louisiana and Mississippi, both in the path of the storm. He said the federal government would help the region get back on its feet as soon as possible. He also urged people in the storm-affected regions to, quote, look out for your neighbors. Immediately ahead of Ida's arrival, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards warned those in its path that it was too late to evacuate. He said people should now try to shelter in place. The governor had declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm and said 5,000 National Guard troops were standing by along the coast for search and rescue efforts. Sunday's also the anniversary of the devastating landfall of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. The Category 3 storm damaged the New Orleans levee system and flooded the city. Some 1,800 people are believed to have died as a result of that storm, and the levees were later repaired. Zambia's new finance minister said in an interview aired on Sunday that it was critical to agree to a lending program with the International Monetary Fund because it would give creditors confidence and the government cheaper and longer financing. The new finance minister was appointed on Friday by recently elected President Hakainde Hichilema. He faces the task of trying to pull the Southern African country out of a debt crisis and has pledged to prioritize talks with the IMF.